Welcome on into the Nightside Project. Holy cow, that music's loud. But you know what?
You're louder.
I'm even louder, and we hope that David Bowie's music is going to be even louder tonight on the program. We're going to play it in and out for you, the breaks. And one of those musical things that, and I just told our producer Jefferson, got to get a little bit of Queen and David Bowie ready, because we're going to be playing some Under Pressure. And I said, but you probably know it as the beginning of the Vanilla Ice song. He did not deny it. Jefferson, give me a thumbs up if this is really, you more recognize it because of Vanilla Ice than you did Queen.
Well, and we played it today.
Did you recognize this song more because of Queen or because of Vanilla Ice? Be honest.
And someone said, that's not David Bowie, it's Queen.
Well, it's
I
both.
Said, no, it's both.
I love how Vanilla Ice is all, I didn't rip off this song. What an iconic sound, though. Now gone, and really sad, too, when I think about it. You know what's crazy? My dad's 69 years old. I do not think of David Bowie and my dad being peers.
Or old enough to pass away. It seems
yeah,
so
that's the
young.
Other thing. I mean, but, you know, you throw cancer into the mix, and nobody is really going to be, you know, totally out of the woods. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter, you know, the type of life that you might have necessarily lived. Sometimes cancer just grabs you. And yeah, David Bowie gone. And going to be revered, of course. We got more music to play this segment.
Okay, good.
Because today, Coach Kruskowiak, Larry Kruskowiak stands by, doubles down on his decision, and is not going to play BYU. And he said there are a lot of things that are about it. And Chris Hill, even the athletic director, said, you know, this is one of those situations that we had to make this decision for. And they doubled down on player safety. They doubled down on the rivalry being too much. In fact, Chris Hill went this far.
From my standpoint, the last 3 or 4 years have seemed more and more toxic to me.
Okay. Toxic or competitive? Toxic or really, really fired up? How long? I mean, every rivalry game in state, think of the Iron Bowl. Alabama right now in the national championship game against Clemson on the television. Think about those games against Alabama, between Alabama and Auburn, Amy. Those games, you could qualify as toxic, or you could say that they are extremely intense, and some people take it too far. Sometimes the players can get too far into it. Florida State would meet at the middle of the field and start throwing punches before games.
Listen.
Was that something we wanted? No.
Everyone knows you're a Cougar man, okay?
I host Cougar Sports Saturday.
That's right.
I graduated from BYU.
I'm a Ute.
Yeah.
Through and through, and I love my team, and I love the basketball team. I love the football team. I love Coach K. I will call him that.
Yeah.
But I am saying to him, I have begged him since he made this announcement to let them play.
Let them
play, Coach K.
You can't. You know why? This relationship's toxic. And then Chris Hill and Larry Kruskowiak did a dance
with
duo
the snake.
With this.
With a snake around their
I'll
shoulders.
I'll tell you why we're not doing this. This would have made the press conference way better.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
There's a reason we're calling this game off. And he even said, and then Larry Kruskowiak even said, well, on my watch, we're not going to be playing this game, I don't think. And Coach Rose said, we want to see this game played, and we hope that the University of Utah, when it does end up coming back, because I think Chris Hill even in the end has said, you know, we do want this game to come back, but right now we need to kind of cool off.
No.
Larry Kruskowiak, he's going to shoulder all of this because he feels like he's going to make the decision for everybody because he's okay being that coach.
If this needs to be put on me as I'm the coach that blew it up, that I'm the coach that couldn't handle it, so be it.
Well, it is, and it's coming up. And I'll tell you, Alex, I've talked to players, former players, off the record, who unanimously say that this was a bad decision on the U's part, and we all want them to play. So many games get heated. That's what a lot of times what sports is about, and it's exciting. And
yeah,
these players are men, and they should be able to control themselves enough to have a good game full of intensity without violence. Let them play.
I will say this, though. With the football game, I missed last year's non-rivalry game being played. I missed it a lot less than I thought I would.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that I was just gonna have some sort of crazy withdrawals, but you know, time marches on. BYU played another team. Utah played another team. Utah thought they were going to get away with not playing the rivalry game this year. And I told Dave Noriega on Saturday, I go, do you think that the NCAA tournament committee for basketball next year, when they don't play each other, and both teams have, because both teams go to the tournament almost every year now. Dave Rose has been coaching at BYU 11 years. He's gone 9 times to the NCAA tournament, including, both coaches. I mean, Coach Kraskowiak went to the Sweet 16 last year. But that is, I mean, these teams both have success in the postseason. And both teams do well. They are the most important sports teams in the state.
You know what's interesting?
Sorry, Aggies. Sorry, Wildcats. But
I haven't heard one Utah fan defend this decision.
Oh, I did. You know why? Because there are Ute fans who still want to. Their biggest move is to slight BYU somehow. And if they can make them feel embarrassed. I mean, we saw the comments today.
I don't think they're the ones feeling embarrassed here.
Jefferson and I were reading some of the comments, and somebody said, look, man, just accept it for what you are. You're Rick's College Provo now. You don't need sports. You're lesser in everything than the University of Utah, and we don't want to play you because you're not important enough. And if that makes them feel okay, fine. But I haven't met anyone either, Amy, that says, I don't want this game to be played. Now, we've had callers and texters say, I don't want it to be played. I think it's a dumb game. I think BYU's not good enough. I think Utah's better than this. And, you know, to go Rod Zundel was pointing out to us the other day, you know, that the massive swing and hit in the face on Jackson Emery in 2010 that he got down at the Marriott Center. I mean, that was a swing.
It has gone both ways.
Of course it does. And rivalry games do, and players need to be suspended, and players need to be punished. And we do that if there's a fight in a non-conference game, in a non-rivalry game, and we do not cancel games because we think that players' safety is going to be at risk unless we really think that that's the case. And that's not what's happening here.
And I feel like it's the way you deal with your children when they are having issues with other children. And so you are close to the Cougar Network, so maybe you know some inside scoop that I don't know.
No, I do know something.
But there has been no, let's talk this out first. What can we do? Can you have a talk with your players and make sure this doesn't happen again? It just seemed like this decision that went down with no attempt at making sure it just didn't happen again.
Chris Hill and Larry Kraskowiak went out onto the dais today for the press conference. Started doing their hammer dance across the... Here's why we can't do this rivalry, y'all. It's toxic.